And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and someone has already emailed me and asked, what's the tip at the end of the hour, this hour? I don't know whether they're thinking about leaving early, but don't. This one is the fruit that keeps your blood sugar low. The fruit that keeps your blood sugar low. We've been talking all afternoon or all evening or whatever it is about the reason to keep your blood sugar low is to decrease the risk of metastatic or lethal prostate cancer and probably breast cancer, and even starting them. It appears that breast cancer and prostate cancer are activated by blood sugar, so keeping them low, very important. But someone who always keeps my blood sugar low because he's so soothing, should I get a facial? Well, in fact, his father, I think it's his father, emailed me, he's 90 years old, and said, how come Arthur talks about giving facials to women? Doesn't he care about you guys and us guys? Should I get a facial? Arthur, your father's 90, and I'm clearly over the age of 60. I'm 67. Should we get facials? And what is this about this weird type of facial, a snail facial, a bird poop facial? What's going on? What does a facial do? And what should? How often should one have it? And should men have it as well as women?
Well, Mike, the whole idea of a facial is actually a little confusing. It really is. Because what is a facial? It can't be agreed upon by anyone. And if you look at different definitions and procedures, every esthetician will do a little bit of a different variation of a facial. And it has become as much of an art as it is, I hate to call it a science, Mike, because it really, really isn't a science. But what is a facial? So women out there know what facials are, and some men. It's a skin cleaning procedure. That's what it's designed to do, to make your skin look better, to rejuvenate your skin, to clean the oils and the dirt from your skin, to get rid of the rough skin from the surface.
Well,
that's what
it's supposed to be. Does it cause the skin to renew itself? In other words, you've often talked about exfoliation. Which does a facial cause exfoliation? Exfoliation is where you take the top layer off and cause more new skin to be born. Is that what a facial does?
Well, that's part of it. Yes. Yes. Exfoliation is a significant part of most facials. That is, and remember, exfoliation can be as simple, it can be mechanical. A washcloth is exfoliation, a Lufop pad, or microdermabrasion. We talked about that last week. And then there's chemical exfoliants. So things, all those fruit acids, remember Cleopatra? You remember her, you said you're 67, right? Cleopatra, well, she's 2000, right? How old is would Cleopatra be? But she's the one that popularized the milk baths, right? Milk baths had lactic acid in them. That's what's in milk. The lactic acid is one of the fruit acids, and it functions to separate the junctions between cells. It loosens the cells so that the cells can actually exfoliate, come off the body. So lactic acid is in milk. That's those milk baths that are ages old. And then there's things like glycolic acid and lactic acid.
So
other types
almost of fruit
all acids,
of these
facials
the have
thing.
Almost all of the facials have a dilute acid with them. Is that right?
Most of them, yes, most. And they have all sorts of stuff. So here's where the mysticism comes in. If you look at the procedures that these ladies do, and it's almost all ladies, they open the pores and they close the pores and they exfoliate and they this and they that, and it becomes a mystical episode, and it's enjoyable for most women. But here's the catch. They've actually studied this. They've studied facials, and they found, there's one study I came across that 72% of women that had facials, that's a huge percentage, 72%, developed an acne breakout after each and every episode, every one of the facials. Now, why would that be? It sounds counterintuitive. The reason for it, Mike, is if you count up the number of chemicals that women's skin is exposed to during a facial, it's in the many hundreds. because they use this cream and that cream and that steam thing and a gel and a
so
you know,
it's not a
women,
it's
you
not
know
a
exactly
simple it's not
about.
A simple exfoliation with just, for example, milk.
That's right. Or like microdermabrasion, a simple exfoliation, or plain old glycolic acid, which you can buy in skincare products at the 7% concentration, is an excellent exfoliant. So the facials is sort of the way they're done and how they're done. They're mystical, and turns out, in my opinion, they actually do more harm than good. But the news, Mike, in New York City, which I came across, this is unbelievable. They actually do. For $180, Mike, $180, you can take your $180 and buy a bird poop facial. That's the official name. With the Asian nightingale, right, that beautiful little bird, they import the bird excrement. How's that? And they mix
wait,
it with
wait,
rice
you're
bran.
Not serious about this.
I am serious, Mike. And you know why? Because there's a, you remember what's in bird poop, shall we say that word? It's there's urea, just like we have different forms of urea. And urea is an exfoliant, and that's where it comes from, I believe. $180 a pop for this stuff. And the purveyors of this salon, the people who run this salon in Manhattan, they say, no, it's imported Asian nightingales. We will not use pigeon stuff from Central Park. No, not us. Although, I can't see that there would be a difference. I wouldn't want that. The other one, Mike, the other facial, these are the weirdest facial categories. In Tokyo, and I know you've had this one, the snail facial. If you go on the internet, you can actually see the pictures of the snail facial. They actually take live snails, and after about 45 minutes, they're crawling around your face, and you know what snails do if they're on an aquarium. They will leave a trail of mucus, of this slime. And the slime has stuff in it, Mike. It's got proteins and antioxidants, allegedly. There's supposedly hyaluronic acid. But you know what, Mike? There's also schistosomiasis in snails and other diseases. And even these, they're called virginal snails.
I'm getting a little sick. Now, wait a second. Wait a second. What do you mean by there's schistosomiasis in it?
Well, I'm not saying there really is, but we know that snails are carriers of schistosomiasis, a disease. You know, what do you do? Do you examine the snail beforehand? Give them a little course of an antiparasitic or antibacterial? I don't think so. I think they plop them right on your face and let them run around. It's all pretty crazy and expensive, very expensive. It's $245 in Tokyo for a snail facial. Can you imagine that? I know you're going to go there and get it, Mike.
Yes, I definitely. Since you told me I shouldn't have a facial at all, I'm not sure I'm going there. Now, what about just doing shaving? That is a razor. I saw in one of the articles earlier this year showed that women were getting, quote, razor or shaving facials, if you will, exfoliation with a razor. Is that as good as one of these facials?
Well, it's different. It'll exfoliate the rough skin. Women, however, don't like the idea of using a razor on their face. They actually think the myth of hair growing coarser after shaving is out there. It's not true, of course. There's no problem shaving the rough skin of the face, and it also gets that little peach fuzz off the face. So it's very reasonable to exfoliate, but we have better ways, Mike. Just a washcloth soap and maybe a glycolic acid wash. That's it. That's all women need. They don't have to do all these other things.
So now, when you have all these other potential things, you know, as you said, the bird poop facial, etc., what should one watch out for if you're going to think remotely about doing this? Is this really just wallet biopsies, meaning that whoever is giving you the facial is just biopsying your wallet, or are there real reasons to have these crazinesses?
You know, we're running out of time, but the real answer is, Mike, I actually think facials are more harmful than good, and I would not recommend a facial.
We're going to come back and talk about tattoos and them hiding something. What can you do for your tattoo? You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.